This is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 42. We're going to have fun. This is Dan the Automator with a remix of Dean Martin. Kind of a cold ending, wasn't it? Well, see, the track here shows that it should have more. It should have another minute. Oh, well, that's all right. You know, it's okay to have fun with Christmas. That's right. It's fun. But, you know, lest we forget. This is B.E. Taylor with What Child Is This? This is great.
What child is this so laid to rest on Mary's lap? Is sleeping no angels greet with anthem sweet while shepherds watch, keeping
Telling you, you hear some good stuff on the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, don't you? It's a wide variety, but it's all good, as my friend Cece would say. It's all good. All right, we went from the ridiculous to the really good to, here's another really funny one. This is Woody Phillips with A Toolbox Christmas, The 12 Days of Christmas. See if you can identify the sounds. Come on, guys.
Thank you.
Sounds like that guy must have had my Christmas list to look at. Oh, man. There's a guy with too much time on his hands. Isn't that great? I love that. Hey, we got to talk about our sponsor. We got GoDaddy. You know what? If you want a piece of the internet, you got to start with GoDaddy with your domain name. Using the special LifeSpring discount code, you can get a .com domain name for just $6.95, whatever it is, per year. 4 cents, no difference one way or the other. But listen, domain names make great Christmas gifts. They really do. How cool would that be if you put a makeup on word processor or graphics program you got, a really cool looking, gift certificate looking type thing, telling somebody that, you have got your own domain name, like, myfavoritebrotherinlaw.com or something like that, or mylovelywife.com. So I tell you what, GoDaddy and use the special LifeSpring discount code. I believe it's LS3 when you check out. You just can't go wrong when you buy a domain name for somebody. You know, Craig Patchett one time with the Godcast Network, he bought me a domain name. And, just came right out of the blue. Wasn't even a Christmas present. He just said, hey, Steve, I bought this for you. And, it was cool. So, anyway, this particular song here, okay, this one is not... it just doesn't relate to me necessarily, but I heard it and I couldn't keep from laughing. This was done by the guy that did Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. You're going to love this. Here we go, another guys.
Oh, dear Santa, I'm writing this letter to you. You're the one who can make Christmas wishes come true. As a guy, you'll know why. It's the right thing to do. Santa, send me a wife for Christmas. Make her look like a model from Vanity Fair, with a figure that makes a man kneel down in prayer. She'll be wild for my wide body and thinning hair. Santa, send me a wife for Christmas. She'll be sweet and adoring, and she will not care if I spend all the fortune to which she is heir. She would trim up the tree, fix the house up so neat. Then she'd come up and beg, could she please rub my feet? While my buddies and me would be watching football. A delicious aroma would drift down the hall. She'd appear in her apron with cookies for all. Santa, send me a wife for Christmas. She'll pick all the right presents for me and my folks, and she'll laugh herself silly at all of my jokes. She'll address Christmas cards by the fire's warm glow, and I'll stand by her side while she shovels the snow. Oh, dear Santa, this is a tall order, I know. Make her meek and soft-spoken to flatter me so, and she'll just be aggressive beneath mistletoe. Can you get me this wife by Christmas? Will she light up my life this Christmas? Santa, send me a wife for Christmas.
What do you think? I've got that wife. I don't need to ask Santa Claus for another wife. The lovely Lady Leanne just fits that picture to a T. Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, this next one is a song by a guy by the name of Greener. It's called Christmas Song. And Greener is an unsigned artist whose Christmas songs have been downloaded over 1 million times. A portion of the proceeds of the sales of these songs will go to Lifebeat, a charity dedicated to reaching America's youth with a message of HIV AIDS prevention. And, you know, I don't know what Lifebeat's message is, but you know what? Abstinence works every time it's tried. That would be my message. But this is a great song, and it's a worthy cause. Listen, if we can keep, or if we can educate kids to HIV and AIDS, that would be a good thing. So here we go.
I'm not afraid to die.
So I can hear you now. You're saying, well, Steve, where do we download that song? That's a kicking song. Well, here you go. Go to LifespringPodcast.com and go to the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show show notes page, and you'll find all the links to all the music. Virtually all the songs today came from the IOTA Alliance PromoNet. Just a wealth of good stuff over there I found tonight, and I was laughing most of the time listening to the music. And so anyway, that's where you go. Now, listen, I've been really, really, really busy this week putting shows out, in case you didn't know. Where I'm doing a show called the LifeSpring Advent Calendar Show. I'm doing that with my good friend James Cooper from over there in the UK. Say, James, what's up? And so anyway, I'm just a podcasting fanatic, a podcasting fiend these last few days. But anyway, I just have to get the music show out because it's so much fun. And I have one more song that I want to play for you. And it is so rare. As a matter of fact, I don't think I have ever done this. I'm up to almost 250 podcasts in the entire LifeSpring family of podcasts and total number of episodes. And I don't think I have ever done this. I think this is a first. I think you are witnessing. Put this on the calendar. This is the first time I've ever played the same song twice in a show, just two different versions. This is, well, I'm just going to play it.
Listen here, baby. I've got something to tell you.
Hey, guys, here. Let's get ready now. This is for Adam. Pod show.
On the first day of Christmas, my iPod played for me
Adam Curry's Daily Source Code.
On the second day of Christmas, my iPod played for me
The M Show.
And Adam Curry's Daily Source Code.
Daily Source Code. Daily Source Code.
On the third day of Christmas, my iPod played for me
Podcast 411.
The M Show.
And Adam Curry's Daily Source Code.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my iPod played for me
History Podcast 411.
The M Show.
And the Delta Sierra Charlie.
Delta Sierra Charlie.
Oh, baby.
Yes. There we go.
Let's put the breakdown here.
Yeah, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my iPod played for me
Riddle Cakes Radio.
History
Podcast 411.
The M Show.
And a belt that's blamed on Senseo?
On the sixth day of Christmas, my iPod played for me Comedy Forecast Griddle Cakes
Radio.
Yeah.
History Podcast 411.
The M Show.
And a podfather singing off key.
Singing off key.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my iPod played for me
The Zcast.
LifeSpring Podcast.
Red Jazz Radio.
Media Artist Secrets.
Accident Hash.
Home Fries.
Mary and Carla's Show.
Comedy Forecast.
Riddle Cakes Radio.
History Podcast.
Podcast 411.
The M Show.
And Adam Curry's Daily Source Code.
Merry Christmas, Adam.
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 If every day was Christmas.
Peace out.
Peace out. You know what? Podcasting is so cool. The podcasting community is so cool. I have been so blessed being a part of this community. I have met every single one of the people that you heard on that last show. Now, or that last song. Ron from Griddle Cakes put that together last year. And until that time, I hadn't met any of them. And, you know, we just emailed our parts to him. He sent us the track and then we sang to the track and then he knitted that whole thing together. It was a really fun project to do. But, since then, between the last two podcast expos and the Orange County Podcasters Meetup Group down here in Southern California. I've met all of those people, and to a person, they're all really great people. I'm so blessed to be a part of this community. And, you know, if you just, you know, listen to that song again and write down the names of those shows, there's only one or two of those shows that have pod faded. Everybody else is still at it. And you just write all those shows down of the people that participated in that song, and you've got a good list of podcasts to listen to. Man, you had Griddle Cakes, which I've talked about many times. Ron is a great guy. History Podcast with Jason. Podcast 411, a great source of information with Rob Walsh. Clinton with Comedy Forecast. CC Chapman, what a guy. Corey with Red Jazz Radio, if you like jazz. Great show. Franklin McMahon and Mary and Carla, they work together. Franklin does Media Artist Secrets. Mary and Carla show is pod faded, but there's another one that has taken its place, Rumor Girls. That's Carla and her sister, and I don't remember her name. Sorry. John Wall with the M Show, great show, 10 minute long show. Bruce Murray with the Zedcast, and I don't know if I missed anybody in there or not. I don't think I did. I think I wrote them all down, but anyway, that's the end of the show. I had a great time. I hope you did too. I'll be back tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. Well, all the way up to Christmas, I'm doing a show every day. If you haven't caught the Advent show, the LifeSpring Advent Calendar show, pick it up. Go by LifeSpringPodcast.com. You can't miss it. And listen, it's a great show. The one I put up tonight, I'm just running off of the mouth, aren't I? Well, we're still not even a half an hour yet, so I can do that. I'm having fun, in case you couldn't tell. I love this time of year. Christmas is so fun, and I really enjoy it. You know, I used to be in retail. I'll get back to what I was doing. You know, I said I uploaded a show on it. I'll get back to that. Anyway, I used to be in retail, and that just ruined me for the Christmas season for the longest time. Because in retail, man, you just run yourself ragged. And it took me probably 3, 4, 5 years after I got out of retail before I liked the Christmas season again. I mean, it just can ruin you. But anyway, the show that I put up tonight was for day number 9 in the LifeSpring Advent calendar. It was about Silent Night. And Carmen Tyler, who I've played on the show many times now, recorded a very special, exclusive rendition of Silent Night for that show. Just absolutely beautiful. Even if Silent Night is not your favorite song, your favorite Christmas carol, I think you're going to like that. So if you haven't, if you're not subscribed, go download the Advent Calendar number 9 with Carmen Tyler. There's other great music in it too. Don't get me wrong. Alison Krauss sings the full, you know, version. But the one that Carmen did just absolutely will just stop you in your tracks. It's absolutely great. So check it out. And again, I want to thank you very much. And I guess I'm going to get out of here. Okay, so have a Merry Christmas. I'll be talking to you again. And I hope you enjoyed the show. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast. Yes, it has.